All right, well, football season is in full swing, and it's WJR's game day in the D. Here's your chance to win when Detroit hosts New York Sunday, November 23rd at Ford Field. You could win tickets, courtesy and transportation, courtesy of Metro Cars, and $100 to dine at Buddy's Pizza. Here's how you win. Download the free WJR app, find the secret keyword, and then text it to 800-859-0957. Download the free WJR mobile app, find the secret keyword, and then text it to 800-859-0957. For more information, visit WJR.com. But get that app, find that keyword, and text us, and enter for a chance to win.
It is Monday Munchies, where we highlight Metro Detroit restaurants and businesses. And, you know, dining out is about more than just food. It's about the mood, the people, and the experience. And at Chartreuse Kitchen and Cocktails, that philosophy comes through in every detail, from working with local farmers and foragers to designing a space that feels as warm and welcoming as someone's home. The goal, pretty simple. You surround guests with good food, good people, and a good atmosphere, and that leaves them feeling better than when they arrived. And joining us now is Sandy Levine. He's owner of Chartreuse Kitchen and Cocktail. Sandy, good to see you. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me. It's great to be here.
So you opened up in 2015. Here we are 10 years later. You're still standing out. We got new restaurants coming every day downtown. What has kept Chartreuse, you know, relevant and memorable, you know, in the midst of all these other restaurants popping up in the city?
Yeah, I mean, I think you kind of hit the nail on the head. You know, the thing that I'm most proud of at Chartreuse is the staff, and that's always been that way. You know, when we opened, we kind of hired based on people's personality first and foremost, regardless of what their experience was. And, you know, you can train a lot of the systems, but, you know, people who can be welcoming and have warm hospitality and have a strong work ethic and are willing to learn, I think make that restaurant a really special place.
Geography-wise, you're on Woodward, right?
Yep.
By the DIA.
Right,
you get a lot of show folks who go to shows around.
Definitely,
there.
Definitely, yeah. We're in the Fisher Building. We get a ton of business from the Fisher Theater.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's stuff going on all over the city. You know, the DSO, all the sporting events, and the fact that now we have a couple of really, really great teams that are playing in October. You know, it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, and people walk down up and down Woodward because I was asking, do you get Lions traffic, Tigers traffic?
Yeah, for sure. You definitely get a lot of jerseys on Sundays for dinner, and now that the Tigers are playing, hopefully they keep going deep into it.
Yeah. I'm so interested. Your menu is extensive.
Yeah,
and there's a lot of stuff on there, and I'm so interested in always the development portion of all these menu items. Like, I love to cook. I'm like a follow the recipe kind of guy, though.
Yeah.
I'm not very adventurous when it comes to trying my own things out. So I'm always interested to know how you guys come up with some of these menu items.
Well, I should say I don't come up with any of it. It's my
you're the taste tester.
Chef Doug is my business partner at Chartreuse. And Doug Hewitt, we've been working together for a little over 10 years, and I don't think he gets nearly enough credit. He knows so much about food in so many different ways and, you know, preparations, and he has relationships with farms all over Detroit and all over Michigan and even the Midwest. And he just really, really understands seasonality. And, you know, it's a constant cycle that I've gotten used to of being devastated when something comes off of our menu. And then, like, two or three days later, when when I've tried the replacement a few times, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is so, so good. I'm so glad this is here. But he really is able to utilize that seasonality and those relationships with the farms to make the menu kind of like this living thing that's just always changing developing based on the season.
It keeps guests on their toes, right?
Yeah.
You get to try new things.
Yeah, I was going to ask, you know, how do you approach designing a menu that's so tied to the seasons? I mean, it's
well, there's certainly a few things, and we don't do every single ingredient from Detroit, right? Like,
okay,
avocados grown in Detroit are not going to be, you know, there's not going to be
not a thing.
But, you know, there are a few staples, like the twice-cooked egg is a dish that's never come off of our menu. I think there would be a mutiny if it ever did. But it's a basically a salad of like frisée and greens that are tossed in a sweet shallot vinaigrette with an egg that's been poached and then breaded and then fried. So it's kind of like dresses the salad with a yolk. It's really, really good. So there's a few staples that kind of will stay on, you know, more consistently. But, you know, it's kind of a fun thing because it's always changing. I think, you know, there's the ability to have that freedom where, you know, I've worked in corporate restaurants where the menu never, ever, ever changes. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, with chefs, you know, when you have that ability to be creative, it's a lot more fun.
Speaking of Doug Hewitt, 2024 semifinalist Outstanding Chef for the Great Lakes in the James Beard Awards.
Yeah.
That's how good he is.
Yes. I strongly feel that it's very well deserved.
Yeah, and the other side, you have the kitchen and the cocktails.
Yeah,
yes.
So the cocktails, again, extensive, lots of different options. If you ever need help taste testing those, just let me know.
Hey, you just let me know.
I'd be happy to come over and give you the thumbs up or thumbs down. But most of these look spectacular.
Yeah, for sure. And the one of the most famous cocktails to come out of Detroit is The Last Word, which our namesake Chartreuse is a herbal liqueur that's come out of France for over 500 years. That cocktail, The Last Word, features Chartreuse with a little cherry liqueur, gin, and fresh squeezed lime juice. It's a delicious cocktail that's been made in Detroit for almost 100 years. You know, we also have a really extensive wine list that focuses on sort of organic practices and, you know, small wineries that are you know, made with the same kind of care to their ingredients as we do with our food. So, you know, it's a well-rounded beverage list.
You got 10 years under your belt. What's next for Chartreuse?
So we're, you know, we are focused on just continuing with the seasons. You know, we've stayed pretty consistent with our concept. And, you know, we just like being a place where people can come and gather with friends and family. Like, you know, as you know, there's all kinds of just negativity being shot at us in the media, social media, all that stuff. So we just want to be a place where people can come and escape those things and just get together with people, connect, and forget about all of the stuff going on out in the real world.
Well, Sandy Levine, he's owner of Chartreuse Kitchen and Cocktails. We appreciate you coming in this morning and letting us know about this great restaurant in the city.
Thank you so much.
You know, there are a lot of diners who come in, and, you know, they say, I've gone to restaurants, I forget about it.
Right.
A couple of they can still remember their first, you know, trip to Chartreuse and, you know, just the hospitality there. So it's great.
It's another staple in this city, certainly. That's going to do it for us. Kevin Dietz at Altuck coming your way next. Have a good one. We'll see you tomorrow.